Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Grab a Missouri Lottery Powerball ticket before Wednesday's drawing for a chance at $300 million.
Missouri National Guard troops have been activated to help with areas damaged by flooding. Elisa Nelson has more.
About 200 Missouri National Guard soldiers and airmen are assisting with flood relief efforts by monitoring levees, directing traffic away from road closures, and sandbagging. Major General Steve Danner says troops are helping throughout the state.
Our first and main focus, as Governor Nixon directed me, was to ensure the safety of the public. So our first units out are military police units that are going to be doing some safety, wellness checks, security checks, working with the Highway Patrol and local law enforcement to ensure the safety of the citizens.
The flood stage of the Mississippi is expected to exceed in the coming days the 1993 record levels. Danner says the length of the mission could depend on weather, levees, and receding waters. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
More than 200 road closures are in effect in Missouri from recent flooding. MoDOT updates on closed roads can be found in real time at MissouriNet.com. Just click the link MoDOT Traveler Information for the latest road closures. Governor Nixon will be meeting with local officials in eastern Missouri's Franklin County this afternoon. He'll be surveying the flooding near Pacific, where the Merrimack River continues to rise. Some state lawmakers have been vocal about the racial demonstrations on the University of Missouri campus last month. Columbia State Representative Caleb Rowden is a member of the Budget Committee and says his colleagues need to put personal anger aside.
If we can kind of continue to communicate the big picture and what Mizzou does well, then I think then we can have a good dialogue going forward.
Rowden says the past 6 months have been difficult for Mizzou, but the university is still a good investment for the state. You're listening to news on Missouri Net. A state lawmaker wants to make it easier for Missourians to freeze their credit or for parents to freeze their children's credit. Mike Lear has more.
Missouri law waives the charge to a consumer of freezing his or her credit if the individual is the victim of identity theft. High Ridge Representative John McCarty wants to bar credit reporting agencies from charging a fee anytime a consumer wants a freeze enacted.
We want to make it preemptive. There's no reason in the world, if you're not going to use your credit, you're not buying a house, you're not buying anything, you've already done all those things, then there's really no reason for us to charge that fee.
McCarty also wants to allow parents to freeze the credit of their children under 16. He says with Social Security numbers issued right after a child is born, a person's credit could be stolen before he or she would ever try to use it.
People don't really pay any attention to that, but yeah, it's really a vital part of the bill.
He's proposing both changes in the session that starts a week from tomorrow. Mike Lear, Missouri Net.
You're listening to news on Missouri Net.